The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You are in the game with Raise Your Bar Now, and I'm your host, Eric Woods, here to give student athletes and athletic leaders the tools you need to be great on purpose. So get ready to be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted. Let's go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Raise Your Bar Now on WWDB 860 AM. Eric Woods here, bringing you motivation and encouragement today for our student athletes and athletic leaders. We have a great show for you today. We're kind of shifting gears a little bit today. We're going to talk about student-athlete success in the classroom and helping student-athletes find success after sports, outside the lines, you know, after their playing days are over, when we talk about careers and that next phase of life. Before we get into that, we have our Elevate in 11. And today I'm going to talk about with the start of the school year right here on us, and you know, schools are already being back, I felt like it'd be a good time to really talk about, you know, what makes student athletes successful in the classroom, what they should be focusing on, and you know, how to get it done on a consistent basis. Because we all know, you know, as adults who have been working with kids and sports for a long time, if kids are not good in the classroom, they will not be able to play sports and find success, you know, inside the line. So this is a very important section, or segment, I should say. If you have any student athletes within your reach, please send this to them, share this episode with them. It will be very beneficial as they start the year. But as always, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by the Chris Banks Farmers Insurance Agency. The Chris Banks Agency proudly serves Mount Holly and all of New Jersey families and businesses that are ready, and they are ready to review your existing policies and provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Farmers Insurance, the Chris Banks Agency, at 609-286-9701 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Farmers Insurance, the Chris Banks Agency, at 609-286-9701. Chris Banks and his team look forward to earning your business and helping you plan for what's ahead. All right, getting into our Elevate in 11, where we elevate you, our student-athletes and athletic leaders, in about 11 minutes, of you know, sheer uplift and motivation. So today, you know, talking about student-athlete success in the classroom, there are what I believe to be five key areas where student athletes need to focus as they start the year and as they continue throughout the year in order to find success. Some student athletes tend to think that, you know, they can go in the classroom and start school and really not put forth a lot of effort. But I really encourage student athletes to put forth the same, if not more, effort in academics that you do your sport. Because if you find yourself putting in more effort in the classroom than you do into your sport, often, more times than not, you will find success in the classroom. So I want to give you some key points to start your year and make sure that you get off to a good start. The first thing I tell all student athletes in reaching for success is they have to develop relationships with their teachers. Teacher relationships are probably the most important relationship that they'll have in the school building. And this is something that I really myself found really late. And like, it really wasn't until college until I became really intentional about my relationships with my professors. And if I had known this in high school and, you know, really in junior high, I could have been more successful in the classroom. So being intentional about your relationship with your teachers, what does that look like? So the advice I give is on the first day of school or sometime within the first couple of days, you should go up to that teacher, introduce yourself, tell them who you are, and let them know the goals that you have in the classroom. And really, if your goal is to earn an A in that class, you should let that teacher know, hey, I want to earn an A in your class. I want to earn an A because I want to be successful. And I want you to know that that's my goal, because if she or he knows that that's your goal, now you have somebody who can hold you accountable to that standard that you set for yourself. Okay? The next reason why introducing yourself to them is important is because it lets them know that, hey, you care about your relationship with them. And you're willing to do what it takes to show them that you care about their class. A lot of student athletes come into the class and they're the coolest people on earth. And they want to sit in the back of the classroom, don't really want to talk or participate in class. They want to have, more attention on them for being the athlete or the popular person, and don't really want the attention when it comes to being a student. I say you have to flip that. You have to put all the cool stuff aside, put the focus on being a great part of that classroom and somebody who contributes to the class 100% of the time. And when you do that, okay, teachers really appreciate that. That's something that I found to be very, very beneficial as I, I was going through my time at St. Joe's as a college student athlete, and really putting effort into letting that teacher know that I want to be here, and here's the grade that I am striving for, and I would appreciate it if you help me out. As always, on Raise Your Bar Now, we have a great friend of the show, Keith Cochran. Coach Keith, what's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, E? How are you, man?
I'm
glad to be back, man.
Hey, it's always great to have you, Coach. And I'm touching on one of your favorite subjects, Coach, today. I'm touching on that favorite. Listen, that first day, that first week of school talk we give our student athletes about how to conduct themselves in the classroom if they want to be successful, right?
Oh, yes.
Coach, yes. Today we're sharing our five keys to student-athlete success throughout the year. And the first tool I gave was making sure that you make a relationship with your teachers. I know, as somebody who works in schools, outside of being a coach, you're actually a school employee. Talk to us about the importance of student-athletes really I hear it in your voice already. Really getting into the classroom and, showing the teachers that you care about their class and you want to be successful. But more importantly, that they want to build a relationship with their teachers.
Right. Well, it's essential. It's essential to your success, not only in school, but in life. And, one of the things I always tell the guys is to, be first to class and last to leave. If you see something, you pick it up, you hold the door for the teacher, you say good morning. You try to sit up front if you can, and you have to at least ask one question a day per class.
Wow.
Just to show that you're attentive and you're paying attention. And, if that situation, that question winds up on a test, that's one you guarantee to get right. So, always try to tell them, those few things, just being respectful. You be respectful, to your teachers, they can go a long way. But yes, it is part of the essentials of success for in school and in life.
Great
subject.
The other reason that teacher relationships are so important is this, Keith. If you build a good enough relationship with that teacher, guess what you're going to find more times than not? You're going to get the answer to the test more times than not. And I'm going to tell you how. When that teacher knows that you want to get an A, and you come to them for extra help, you ask questions in class, you go over questions with them that you think you may have had trouble with, right? So instead of doing the homework and just turning it in, you come in the next day with questions about problem number 6 or problem number 8, right? Mm-hmm. And then when it's time for the test, guess what that teacher's going to ask you? Hey, Keith, do you have any questions about what you need to study tonight or this week leading up to our test? And Keith says, I'm struggling in this area and this area. They're going to say, here, Keith, study this, 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 and this, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what's going to be on the test, Keith? This, 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 and this. Those things you ask about. You're going to see those again, and it's going to be on the test. And how did you get those answers? Because the first day you came in that class, you let that teacher know who you were and what goal you had, and you were consistent in letting them know that you cared about your grade and you wanted to seek them out.
Yep. That you care, man.
Right.
You know, caring is, you know, one of the most important things that, you know, the teachers, and I tell the kids all the time, man, they're human.
Yes.
They are just like you.
Yep.
So if you want respect, you show respect. You open the door, you pick up after yourself. You pick up after your classmates. You ask your classmate to chill out sometimes. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you can have fun in class, but when it starts to get overboard, you be the one to kind of like, you know, have everybody calm down and, you know, get back in line. And, you know, that will carry a long way and your relationship will continue to grow with, you know, that teacher.
Yes. Yes. All right. Key number 2 is you have to make a plan on how you want to attack your academics, right? You can't just go day to day and think you can complete homework, score well on quizzes and tests if you haven't planned to be successful on that homework,
right,
on those quizzes and on those tests. But how do you plan for it? So everybody nowadays gets a syllabus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a syllabus. Now, in high school, I never got a syllabus, but now kids in junior high are getting syllabuses. So teachers are really doing a great job of laying out the class expectations, what you can expect, and things like that. So being able to make a plan and stick to it. So what do we talk about when I say plan? That means, how are you going to study? How are you going to get your homework complete? At what time of the day? What are you going to do first? What are you going to prioritize, right? And not just really going with the flow of the wind, but really putting things in place that will help you stay in line, help you prioritize everything as you go along during the school year, because it can get overwhelming as a student athlete. You have practice, you have lifting, you have games, you have homework, studying, house-related duties and chores. Like, you have a lot that you need to accomplish. And if you do it with the planned attack, you can find success.
Right. I totally agree. You got to have it mapped out. You got to have a plan. You might deviate from it sometimes.
But
if you have a plan and you stay – you know, on course, for the most part, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be consistent and you'll get the grade that you deserve in a class. And you know, like you said, with a relationship, you know, you get 2 or 3 more points than the teacher might give you. At a 79, she might give you the 80. You at, you know, an 84, she might give you the 85, you know,
right,
or give you another problem or a homework that you can do to get that grade up. So, you know, I like number 2 as well.
Yeah. Now, here's number 3, Keith, when it comes to studying and completing assignments. Number 3 is you have to pace yourself. You have to do a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do a little bit at a time, the better you are over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. When you're teaching a kid how to dribble, if you teach a kid how to dribble a little bit every day, they're going to get better every single day. And then come 2 weeks from now, come a month from now, they'll be even better than the day they started, right? So I always tell student athletes, look at it like this. Look at it like your weightlifting. Look at it like your skill development. And do some every day in every subject. Do a little bit every day. Do not wait to the last minute to try to get your schoolwork done. Or do not wait to the last minute to try to study for a test. If you know a test is coming up next Friday, do not wait till next Thursday to cram for that test. Because if you wait till next Thursday to cram for that test, you are asking yourself, no, you're asking that teacher to give you a D or a C on that test, right? But if you do a little bit of studying every single day in every subject, you'll find yourself better off down the road. Just because you don't have homework in math today doesn't mean you shouldn't take out those six problems you went over in class and work on them today, right? Just because this paper you have down the road that's due in 3 weeks doesn't mean you shouldn't start researching that paper today. Do a little bit at a time, and you will find yourself successful. What do you think about that, Coach?
Hey, you're right on, man. I mean, you have to, consistently work at it. Like you mentioned, just doing a little bit every day, a little bit at a time is going to get you prepared for when that quiz comes, when that test comes, and you'll be ready. And I think it also going to give you confidence, because once you understand that, like, okay, I got a process, it's working, I got a good grade. Nobody wants to fail. No kid wants to fail. So once they get that process down, and it is working for them, and they start gaining confidence, I believe that's the engine that's going to keep them moving in the right direction.
That's a big point, Coach. And we talk about confidence building all the time when we talk about skill development. And
yes,
education is a skill, I think. Math skills, reading skills, grammar skills, writing skills, they're all skills.
Totally agree.
They're all skills that it's bad that I'm going to say this, but student athletes put these skills on the back burner sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
But it's when
these
skills need to be on the front, at the forefront of their mind at all times. Because, again, without the education, that ball is only going to take you but so far.
No doubt.
And then, there was something else I wanted to touch on with that piece, but I think we pretty much covered it. If I think about it, as I continue, I'll bring it back up. And Keith, I think the next key number four, is be responsible. Be responsible.
Yeah.
And if student athletes can only, be responsible in what they've been asked to do. So nobody is going to help you if you can't be responsible for yourself. And I want to put it like this. So if you are trying to be successful and you have your syllabus in hand, you know what's expected of you, you can't blame anybody if you don't get that work done. There's no one else's name who's going to be on that report card when you get it. The grades that come on the report card are your responsibility. But the homework, the tests, and the quizzes that came before that grade were your responsibility as well. And if you can just take responsibility in those things and take great pride in turning your things in on time, being early to class like you talked about, being responsible for your study habits, you can find success. But most times it's those student athletes who place the blame. Oh man, the teacher XYZ, or I couldn't get my homework done because I had a late practice, or the counselor had called me down to the office and she had me down there so long I couldn't get back to class to take my quiz or whatever. Take responsibility. Be responsible for everything that's in your power. And, you know, you won't have bumps in the road if you take the road of responsibility.
I totally agree. You know what I mean? You gotta stay accountable. You know, you gotta be responsible. You gotta wanna be great in the classroom just as well as you know, on the court or the field. And even though you might like in any game, you make mistakes. You're not 100% all the time. So you gotta take that, you gotta grow, you gotta get up, you gotta get back at it, you know, and try to get better the next time. It's the same thing when you go in, you know, the classroom, you go in taking these tests, you're taking these quizzes, you know, you gotta try to do better each time.
Yep.
No different.
Yeah, man. Here's the last key is student athletes must be willing to ask for help. You must be willing to ask for help. So many times I think the persona and the image of an athlete is, oh man, I got it. Don't need anybody to help me. I don't need to go to a tutor. I don't need to stay after class, or I don't need to go to the counselor to talk to her about things that are bothering me. You must ask for help, because that's kind of what the school is built there for. The school is built to put things in place to help you progress as a young person. And the more you utilize those tools and resources that are put in place to help you, the better off you'll be. So if it's ACT prep, SAT prep, math tutor, English tutor, writing tutors, whatever it is, use those resources, because like we just talked about, you put real stock in your strength conditioning and your skill development, and you'll hire a trainer to help you in those ways, right? So why not use the same resources that are provided to you in the school for you to be a great student?
Man, you couldn't have said it no better, man. And I hope that, you know, all the students, whether you're in college, high school, middle school, that's listening right now, you know, take that to heart and really focus on their academics just as well as their athletics, and they'll be better students and better people for it.
Man, I appreciate you. Hey, before we let you go, Keith, we have a Just Ask Coach question.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
we have a Just Ask Coach question. So
I love it.
This question comes from just lost it. This question comes from Ahmad underscore five. And he's talking about, he said, Coach, at the start of the year, when you gather your team for the first meeting, what is your number one rule that you put in place for your student athletes in school?
Well, Ahmad, that's a great question, and it's great because it leads into what we're talking about today. You know, let's give Ahmad a shout out. I always talk about school. I always talk about academics. I let everybody know, what's your purpose? What are you here for? This is school. You're here to get an education. You know, I need all of my guys being attentive. You know, not only is my goal is to win on the court, but it's to win in the classroom. I want to have the highest GPA of any team in the school. Because who do they think going to have the lowest GPA? Either the basketball team or the football team.
Right.
No, it's a competition. It's a competition. So I let them know that it's academics first, right? I also let them know that if you're struggling in class, you know, you can come to me and say, Coach, I'm struggling in English. So I say, go home today, get that English up. It doesn't hurt or hamper you from whatever position you're starting at. If you're a starter, you miss practice the day before a game, but you went home to do Spanish, you're still a starter. Now, if I hear that you running around hanging out, then that's something different. But you're there to get education. I let it be known so everybody can feel comfortable, because the last thing I want is somebody coming to me saying I'm failing or I'm ineligible when we hadn't discussed that already. So I want you to have that freedom to know that it's academics first and then it's athletics. Well, thanks for that question, Ahmad. We really appreciate it. Everybody go follow Ahmad underscore five.
Go follow Ahmad underscore five. And while you're at it, share at Raise Your Bar Media 5 times to 5 people in your circle. Follow us.
Please do.
Keith, I appreciate you joining us, brother.
Hey, man, as always, man, I love y'all, man. And, you know, keep raising the bar.
All right, talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, peace.
All right, that was Coach Keith. Joined us in our Elevating 11, which turned into Just As Coach. We're going to take a break now, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to have CEO and President of Five Star Staffing, James Grugan, joining us, talking about helping student athletes after the ball is done bouncing, helping them find careers after sports. We'll be back. Raise your bar.
The blackness. Keep on.
Raise Your Bar Now with Eric Woods and guests from around the world of athletics, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. as they inspire, motivate, and uplift you to greatness. Get in the game every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM and 97.5 FM HD2. And always, anytime, at WWDBAM.com. Raise your bar now.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Randall Law, founder, designer, creator, director of Cool Color Kid Generation, which is an apparel brand changing the narrative to empower all people of color through apparel. Check us out on our website, www.coolkkidgeneration.com. Once again, that's www.coolkkidgeneration.com. Let's change the world. We must be visible.
Raise Your Bar Now with Eric Woods and guests from around the world of athletics. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. as they inspire, motivate, and uplift you to greatness. Get in the game every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on WWDB 97.5 HD2 and anytime on any smart device at WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. WWDB 860 AM, Raise Your Bar Now with Eric Woods, giving you motivation and encouragement to be great. Now, we have a great guest for us today, kind of breaking the norm of how we usually go. We are going all the way outside the lines today, helping student athletes in the classroom. And now we're going to help student athletes on the other side of life after they have finished playing. We have James Grugan, president and CEO of Five Star Staffing, here joining us to give student athletes tips on how to set the next phase of their life and get it on course sooner rather than later. James, thanks for joining us.
Eric, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me in the studio today. You know, it's funny. Years ago, I used to work in this building and never thought that I'd be in one of these studios as a guest. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, James, go ahead and talk to us about Five Star Staffing and the services that you provide student athletes as they wind down their careers in college.
Yeah, absolutely. So Five Star Hiring is a staffing service that I started about a year ago, actually, just went live on September 15th. So we're coming up on our one-year anniversary. I'm very proud that we're still here, coming up on a year. And essentially what we do is we offer student athletes an opportunity to make that transition to the next phase of their life, like you talked about. And we pair them with local employers who are going to see value in the same six critical skills that I identify that most student athletes possess. Like you talked about your 6 points that you just went over. I think every student athlete, by virtue of their experience, is going to be very strong in their work ethic, their time management, their teamwork, their communication skills, their motivation, and their resiliency. And all of these things in one way or another lead to a very valuable employee, whether it be, you know, the work ethic that you just talked about, and it's displayed through their time as a student athlete. You know, you need to be have the work ethic to essentially hold two full-time jobs, right? When you're a student athlete, your coursework has to get done and has to get done to a higher standard than most students in order to keep your playing eligibility, while also working countless hours towards your sport, not only in season but out of season with conditioning and, you know, the lifting programs and things like that. So the work ethic that it takes to produce those type of results are, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. Only 7% of high school athletes make it to that level. So the drive and determination that it takes to possess that is, you know, unmatched. And clearly that's a skill set that an employer would value. The time management piece is, you know, something that you just started to touch on a little bit. To be able to kind of break down your day to almost the minute, so that you know, basically from, you know, your 6 a.m. practice or your 6 a.m. lift to your classes, to your conditioning, to your study hall, and then maybe back to another practice or another film, your whole day is accounted for, and you have to manage that precisely, or you won't be able to remain eligible to play your sport. And then, you know, the teamwork piece, you hear the big catchphrase in a lot of offices is culture. Right. Mm-hmm. They want to build a culture. They want an employee who's going to get along with others, who can effectively communicate across, you know, various departments and things of that nature. And in order to do so, you have to be a good teammate, and not just a good teammate, a leader. Some of the things you talked about in the classroom, to me, that's a leader. And Coach, who you had on, talked about it as well. You know, sit in the front of the class, ask questions, hold yourself and your classmates or teammates accountable. Right. That's stuff that leaders do, and that's really teamwork, and that's what builds culture. Yeah. You know, at any university, at any program that you're a part of, they're going to have their own culture, and you're going to either buy into it, or and in some cases help to develop it.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can really take to any organization, and strengthen that organization just by being a leader and promoting their culture. And you know, your communication skills are obviously, you know, you have to have the confidence to speak to your professors, to speak to your coaches, and all of that builds your communication skills as well, which is going to help you interview better, which is going to help you talk to your superiors and your CEO and those type of things, and lead you to you know, achieve upward mobility in many positions, faster than most as well. I can go on and get into them in a little bit more detail, or did you want to kind of make this more of a Q&A?
You just keep going about the your 6 points.
Okay.
You hit them all yet?
No, I did not. Motivation and resiliency. I can just kind of tie those two into one. So, again, motivation, like most student athletes, if you were a four-year student athlete at the collegiate level, you set a goal to do that probably as early as middle school, right? And again, the numbers speak for themselves. Only 7% of high school athletes make that transition. So the motivation that it takes to get there, you know, that's somebody who missed parties, missed time with their friends, you know, missed their social lives to some degree to stay on task. Right. And that's the same person who in the corporate world, you know, when they have a job to do, they're going to be able to get that done regardless of what's going on around them. Mm-hmm. And same kind of the thing with resiliency as well. Part of the resiliency piece, I think, is also the ability to perform under duress, whether it be resiliency in the form of failure or in the resiliency in the form of things didn't go as planned, or things aren't going as planned, and you have to, you know, veer the course and set a new direction to where you want to go. Athletes most times are able to do that quickly and effectively because they've been trained to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, you've ran practices, you've participated in practices. How often does the game not go according to plan? And
always,
you know, oftentimes early on in the game, right? So you're forced to adapt and you're forced to adjust. And not only that, when you do it confidently and effectively, again, back to the leadership piece, those around you can see, you know, there's no panic. There's resolve. And we're just, you know, we're going to move forward and we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, I say that, and there are the six pieces that I identify. But much like you just laid out your 5 points for student athletes, and it seemed to be that was a little bit geared maybe towards more of the high school or junior high level, because I know that that's a lot of your target audience. My target audience, you know, the collegiate student athlete, they've all done that, right? Mm-hmm. You did it. The current student athletes have all done it. What I've found is they don't all know that they've done it. Mm. They really don't understand the magnitude of what they did. They're so engulfed in their sport and making that a priority that they're doing these other things without realizing that they've done it. And it comes a time when your sport is over and it's time to move on to that next phase. Oh, I call it the aha moment, right? Mm-hmm. The student athlete has this aha moment where like, oh, what am I going to do? Right? They don't know what they're going to do. And so when I have these conversations with student athletes, a lot of it is helping them to identify the value in what they've just accomplished. Mm. And that's one small piece of the mentorship side. You know, I can also guide them through how to take that and make that your elevator pitch, right? When how to get an interview.
Right.
How to excel in the interview.
Right.
And how to land that job based upon the skills that you've acquired. Did I just need to remind you that you've acquired? You know, they may not always know that.
Yeah. So that's all awesome stuff. So how does it work? So you accept student athletes who come to you looking for career advice or come to you looking for a job?
It's usually that they're looking for a job.
Right.
The advice piece is just part of it.
Okay.
Now, there have been a couple conversations I've had with student athletes who saw what I do. You know, they saw me online, they saw the website, and they weren't sure what they had going on, mm-hmm. what they wanted to do. So they would reach out, and if I didn't have the opportunity that they're looking for, I'll still have those conversations with them, still be willing to guide and mentor and help them through the process of finding a job, whether it be something that I can place them in or something that they need to find on their own if I don't have that particular, you know, profession or position that they're looking for.
Okay. So a student athlete comes to you and they take up your services. What do you do initially to help them secure a job?
Well, let's address the first piece of it that most student athletes are going to want to know, right? And schools as well, if there's administrators, coaches, ADs, those kind of things listening. Right. The service is free on that side, on the student athlete side, on the candidate side, on the school side. The compensation piece is done by the employer. Okay. So there's no fee or no charge to the student athlete. You know, a student athlete comes to me looking for a job, I would let them know what positions that I currently have available mm-hmm. that I think's a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. And that's a big piece for me. You know, when I got into this a year ago, I had been doing staffing at my old job for about 3 years or so. And I primarily only had one role that I could place a student athlete in. Mm-hmm. And while it's very gratifying to place somebody in any job, but particularly somebody's first job out of school to really launch and begin to grow and develop their career, it is very rewarding. But I only had one opportunity. So one of the reasons I wanted to kind of go out on my own was to broaden the number of opportunities that I can present. So I would never look to steer somebody just for the purpose of getting me a placement. I'm going to look to put somebody in a position that's best for them.
Yeah. That was my next question. How do you talk to student athletes about finding, you know, what is best for them, where they will see themselves being successful? And do you kind of go over their, you know, their abilities, likes and interests before you talk to them about different opportunities?
I will, yes. Okay. I'll find out, one, if they know specifically what they're looking for. Based on their major. Or, you know, I actually talked to a guy today who graduated with one major and then wanted to kind of veer from that and get into something a little bit different. I think he was an education major, but wanted to get more into the corporate world, more into the business world. So he figured it out on his own. And oftentimes, as you know, 22, 23 years old, a lot of us don't know what they wanted to do. So I think student athletes, and part of this is, you know, some of the jobs that I have, and these are employers who, again, employers see the value, so they reach out to me because they know what kind of candidate I'm going to bring to them. A lot of it ends up being sales. And there are, you know, student athletes who tend to just naturally do well in sales because of the competitiveness to it. They're self-motivated. You know, they're resilient because sales is very difficult, especially early on. So there are a lot of the roles that I have, and I don't mind, you know, telling a student athlete that this is what I have. And I think it's good for someone who doesn't know what they want to do.
Right.
And again, it's not me telling them it's good because it's good for me. It, you know, I think something like 90% of Fortune 500 CEOs started in sales. So it's a good way to learn the business world, the corporate world, because you typically learn the process from front to back. So whatever industry you're in, you're you know, if you want to be good at it or great at it, you know, you need to know the whole industry from soup to nuts.
Yep.
So it's going to put you in a position not only to earn money, right, which everybody wants to do,
right,
quickly and oftentimes have that ability to earn sooner rather than later in a sales role. Whereas, you know, in a back end position, you may just be, you're going to get merit increases or things like that. This is going to be directly correlated to your performance, which athletes, you know, to compare it to playing time and things like that. And again, it back to my original point though, it teaches you the whole industry. So if you decide that sales is for me and I'm making a lot of money in this and I'm very happy, then you can continue down that path. But if you decide, you know, it's really not for me, it's high stressful, you know, it's very metrics driven. You have to meet these numbers daily, weekly, monthly.
Yeah.
And you want to transition into another part or area of the business, you have that foundation, because to be a successful salesman, you need to learn the entirety of the business.
Okay. Now, five-star staffing, five-star hiring.
Five-star hiring.
Now, where does your passion for working with student athletes come from? Because as a hiring firm, you could work with, you know, people across industries, broad range of backgrounds. Well, why are you passionate about student athletes?
Excellent question. Thank you for asking that. Because a couple of reasons. One, I saw a need.
Yep.
Right? Like you talked about, staffing agencies can work with, you know, a myriad of different professions.
Right.
And they do. Like you'll see a staffing agency for engineers, sales,
right,
medical sales, you know, whatever the case may be, marketing. You know, they all have their niche. There is no niche for student athletes. And when I started doing this, like we talked about the mentorship side, and a lot of student athletes kind of don't know where they want to go.
Right.
But where it initially started is a good friend of mine, Jimmy Riley, the new head coach of Philadelphia University, now Jefferson, taking over for Herb McGee. Throughout the years, as he would have players graduate, Jimmy was great at this. He really cares about his players. He would help them, you know, find opportunities. And at my old company, I was there for so long that whatever the major was, I was oftentimes able to find them a landing spot within the organization.
Okay.
And I noticed that they were all good employees. You know, they all had those values that I talked about earlier. And that translates to success. So my initial thought was that there's a whole industry here, if you want to call, you know, student athletes an industry, really a candidate pool that can bring value to organizations. And then I moved into staffing, this side of my business, and I start talking to various hiring managers and things like that. whether it be within my company or just, you know, at different events that I would go to. And a lot of hiring managers see that same value. They seek student athletes. Now, if you're at, you know, an IBM or Comcast or something like that, and you post a job, you put that job on Indeed, you may want to hire a student athlete, but you don't have time to go through 500 resumes and to find the one little blurb at the bottom for the kid, you know, who played basketball at St. Joe's.
Right.
So what I'm really here to do is bring to employers what they're looking for.
Okay. Now, how do you talk to student athletes about their marketability and, you know, making their presentation to potential employers and making that presentation strong and, you know, showing really why they would be the best fit for an opportunity?
Right. And that's part of kind of what I talked about, you know, the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And helping a student athlete kind of identify what separates them. And it's really, you know, those things that I talked about earlier. You know, when the things that student athletes do just aren't asked of their peers. Their peers go to class and then their day's over.
Yeah.
Where, you know, a student athlete, their day's just starting. So there's so much that they're able to do that separates them from their peers. And that really needs to be their elevator pitch,
okay.
Whether it be their communication skills, their leadership skills, you know, like I talked about, the resiliency, the ability to perform under duress. There's so many things that student athletes are capable of.
Yeah.
That not to say that a non-student athlete isn't capable of it, but they're not doing it on a day in and day out basis.
Okay.
And to me, the two main ones are my first two, the work ethic and time management. Are huge.
Okay. I work with student athletes on a daily basis and, you know, student athletes who are really in a career hunt. And if I have a student athlete come to me and say, hey, Mr. Woods, you know, I am really struggling with my interview skills. I have no idea what to do in an interview, how to be successful. I'm looking for someone to help me with that. And I say, hey, I have 5-star hiring. How would you be able to help them with the interview process?
Well, the first thing I could do is I actually have a full tool on my website, 5starhiring.net. If you go to the last tab, it's the more, I think it's just called more, and then there's a subsection with a drop down.
Okay.
It's around the web, and there's just a couple. The very first one is what I'm talking about. It's called Going Pro, and it's a full on guide on how to prepare for the job search, and then from the job search to your elevator pitch, from your elevator pitch to your interview skills, it lists a whole bunch of sample questions, what the desired answer is to those questions, what they're looking for out of an answer. And any student athlete can go to my website and look at that resource and check that out. It's a very, very valuable tool.
Nice. That's big time, because a lot of kids, you know, have no clue how to interview, what employers are looking for,
mm-hmm.
things that'll make them stand out. So it's great that you have that option and great that you have those resources. From the employer side, talk to us about, you know, some things they say when they give you a job, right? And some of the things that they're looking for. Name some of the top things, name the top three things that employers are looking for someone who they would definitely hire.
The top three things that they're looking for that I get are, I think I've already touched on them, but it's work ethic far and away is number one. The second is resiliency.
Uh-huh.
Because let's face it, early on, in any role, there's going to be challenges, right? And you see a lot of entry-level jobs have high turnover rate just because it's, you know, people can't accept the fact that they're not performing well or it's not what they anticipated or what they thought they would be. You know, you find a lot of recent grads think that, oh, I graduated now. Where's my corner office and my $80,000 a year job, right? And when they don't get that right away, when they don't get that instant gratification, they tend to start looking for something else. where they know, you know, a student athlete is going to want to go in and be coachable. Coachable is another big one too. You know, they're going to want to be coachable, kind of put their roots in and somewhere where they're going to be for a long time. And that's something that I preach to. Like, if I'm going over interview prep with a candidate, the big analogy that I like to use that I think translates is the preparation work that student athletes do, you know, from off-season lifts to practice, all of those things, you know, that could be half a year right there between those two things.
Yeah.
And they're all taking place long before you ever step foot on a court or on a field, but it's laying the foundation for the future success. And I think that that's something that's really required in any early role, is to understand that what you're doing now may not necessarily give you that, again, that instant gratification, but it will pay dividends down the line. And I think student athletes really understand that because they've lived it essentially their whole lives.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, man. Can you talk about any programming that you do outside of just steering kids toward a job? Do you have internship opportunities, or do you have any shadowing opportunities as students that student athletes can take advantage of when they get a chance to kind of go see a job firsthand, build relationships with the potential employers? Do you have anything like that?
I don't, unfortunately, at this time. I did, you know, in any business early on, you find out kind of what you thought it was going to be isn't necessarily maybe always what it is or what it can be. Or you just see kind of new opportunities. And one of the things that I found in this first year is that what the student athlete is looking for.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of went into it with what the employer was looking for and looking to deliver the student athlete as what the employer is looking for. But the internship opportunity is a huge one, obviously, that student athletes are looking for. And while I can't provide that at this time, it's something, you know, that I always keep my eye on to look to secure those opportunities. But what I will say is, again, to the interview piece and to the resume piece, a lot of student athletes, because of the time demands, don't get the opportunity to do that internship.
Right.
What I like to tell the employee to the student athlete, and again, this is part of the mentorship side of it and the interview prep side of it.
Yep.
Your student athlete experience is your internship.
Mm.
And if conveyed properly to an interviewer, you can demonstrate that not only is it as valuable as most internships, it may even supersede it.
Wow.
Because you're getting real life valuable, transferable skill sets as a student athlete, and again, the things that I just covered, that are going to directly impact immediately that organization. Whereas, you know, there's a lot of real internships that, let's face it, those employers are just giving those, it's busy work. You know, file this, run this, do that. And it's not real valuable information or skills that they're learning and acquiring that they can bring to an organization. Now, and I'm not saying that's not the case all the time, but there are internships where, you know, it's not providing the value that it should.
Nice. That's all good, man. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to share about Five Star Hiring and let everybody know where they can find you?
Yeah, so the second part I'll address first. They can find me at 5starhiring.net. I'm on Instagram at 5starhiring. I'm on Twitter at 5starhiring. And I'm on LinkedIn at 5starhiring. I would suggest all student athletes build a LinkedIn profile.
Mm.
I think that's critical to get ahead of where you want to be. It's never too early, even to your, you know, middle school and high school, maybe not middle school, but your high school students, especially the juniors and seniors, should start and be doing that as well. Build a LinkedIn profile, start networking. You know, you talked about earlier, you know, investing in school.
Yeah,
this is the same thing, investing in your network. And a LinkedIn is a big resource for that. You're on every other social media platform. You should be on that as well. So that's where you can find me. I guess that's the last thing as well that I would tell the student athletes is, you know, networking. You should always be networking. You know, my partner says always, always,
Always, always.
Always, always. Always, always.
Nice. James, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate your time. This was very, very, very helpful to me as I talk to student-athletes, and I'm sure any student-athlete who is listening and getting ready to transition into the real world found it as informational as I did, and hopefully they'll reach out to you. And I look forward to working with you in the future and bringing some St. Joe's student-athletes your way.
Yeah, absolutely. You brought one last semester, a track guy. I don't know if we could say names or not, but you brought a track guy. He was quality candidate that I was able to quickly get placed.
Good, good, good. I appreciate you. I know he appreciated you, too. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Appreciate you having me.
All right. That was James Grogan from Five Star Hiring, making sure that our student-athletes get the all the information that they need to know that they are marketable and very highly recruitable talent to go into the workforce. That's our show. TJ, what's that, number 9, 8? Somewhere.
I think it's number 8.
Might be number 8. 8 shows down. That's good work right there. That's 2 months of bringing student-athletes great information, great tools that they can use to be successful. And just to recap, to all my student-athletes there starting school this week or next, teacher relationships, plan for success, be responsible, make sure that you are putting your best foot forward every single day, and you will find success. Thank you for joining us. That is Raise Your Bar Now on WWDB 860 AM. Eric Woods, your host. We'll see you next week. Raise your bar.
We film 12 Pennsylvania kids who are all waiting to